Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Before we dive into today's episode, just a quick message from me. If you haven't already, you can still download the 5 free audio stories from the link in the show notes. How about a gift of a quick story time with yourself in the busy holiday season? Now let's go back to our story time. Do you have a moment when you think of the finiteness of our life? Sometimes we feel it when we lose our loved ones. Sometimes we feel it when we injure ourselves or fall sick. And sometimes we can feel it in the middle of our daily work. This can make us feel fragile, but it can also make us realize the power of the life that we have. About 10 years ago, when I was still a college student in Tokyo, Japan, one night I happened to find a dying cicada on the street. The cicada was so weak that I felt that night was going to be its last night on Earth. Despite that, what I felt from this cicada's movement was not death, but life. This encounter deeply moved my heart, and that's what I'm going to capture in today's story. I hope you will enjoy it. The last moment of life. It was years ago when I was still a busy college student in Tokyo. One hot and humid evening of summer, I was walking back home from the nearest train station. It was already dark. Exhausted from the long day, I was focusing all my energy on moving my legs as fast as I could, thinking solely of reaching home and enjoying some free time before going to bed. I had come out of a dense residential area and just walked past two schools when I suddenly saw something shining on the street. I moved closer and bent down to see what it was. The black shining object was a cicada. It was resting on the ground, completely still. Since it was quite common to find a dead cicada on the street at this time of summer, I wanted to check if this one was also dead. I gently placed my finger on the wing of the cicada. It moved. I quickly removed my finger from the insect. Though this cicada was still alive, it was clear from the movement that its life was nearing the end. Perhaps this night was going to be its last night on Earth. I crouched down, completely forgetting about my evening relaxation at home. As I watched under the white streetlight, the cicada started to walk slowly on the ground, one step, then another step. Slowly, it made its way. Nobody knew where it was heading, but the way it walked, the careful and deliberate execution of its footwork, and the dignity with which it moved forward, made me believe that it was heading somewhere with purpose and that it knew how to get there. I don't know how long I was crouching on the ground. When I finally stood up and resumed walking, my heart was trembling and I was captured by complete tranquility. Since then, whenever summer arrives and I hear cicadas, I always think of that evening, With my eyes closed, I can still picture the cicada's slow and deliberate march under the light and hear its faint footsteps.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. For more story photographs, you can also visit my website, mapleandolive.com, where I write a story every weekday. That's maple-and-olive.com. Until next time, stay warm and happy.